So as we come this morning in our reading in Joel to the second chapter, the last part, we kind of jump ahead, at least in the timeline of the day. Apparently the day of fasting and repentance had been held. The people had actually heeded the prophet's warning. They'd turned to the Lord, and he had heard their cry and forgiven. The passage goes on to describe the blessings that were going to follow, the things that were going to come back that had been destroyed. The Lord is going to remove the effects of the locust plague. He's going to restore the grain and the fruits of the soil. He's going to drive the great army of locusts into the desert and destroy it. And the implication is as well that that army from the north is also going to be turned away. And he calls upon the land and, of course, the people to rejoice. The rains are going to come in their proper season and time. Fertility and prosperity are going to be restored. And that part of the promise, of course, was fulfilled in the prophet's day. The people to whom he spoke experienced those things. But Joel now turns from what we might call the nearer blessing to the remote future, from what is outward and material to that which is inward and spiritual. The first was a symbol of the second. Notice he says at first, "I poured out for you abundant rain." And then he will say, "I will pour out my spirit." This part of the promise is a prophecy of that which was yet to come. In fact, Peter chooses to quote these verses in his Day of Pentecost sermon, that the time had come for God to pour out his spirit on his people. And looking through the ages, I think Joel would have seen that there would be a long period of time, a period of grace in which God would give men and women and children every opportunity to turn to him in faith, knowing that that repentance would bring restoration of fellowship with God and all the blessings that come from him. So we're reading Joel chapter 2, beginning in verse 18. "Then the Lord became jealous for his land and had pity on his people. The Lord answered and said to his people, 'Behold, I am sending to you grain, wine, and oil, and you will be satisfied. And I will no more make you a reproach among the nations. I will remove the northerner far from you and drive him into a parched and desolate land, his vanguard into the eastern sea and his rear guard into the western sea. The stench and foul smell of him will rise, for he has done great things. Fear not, O land, be glad and rejoice, for the Lord has done great things. Fear not, you beasts of the field, for the pastures of the wilderness are green. The tree bears its fruit. The fig tree and the vine give their full yield. Be glad, O children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God. For he has given the early rain for your vindication. He has poured down for you abundant rain, the early and the latter rains as before. The threshing floor shall be full of grain. The vats shall overflow with wine and oil. I will restore to you the years that the swarming locust has eaten, the hopper, the destroyer, and the cutter, my great army which I sent among you. You shall eat in plenty and be satisfied and praise the name of the Lord your God, who has dealt wondrously with you. And my people shall never again be put to shame. You shall know that I am in the midst of Israel and that I am the Lord your God and that there is none else. And all my people shall never again be put to shame. And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. You and your sons and daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams, and your young men shall see visions. Even on the male and female servants, in those days I will pour out my spirit. And I will show wonders in the heavens and on the earth, blood and fire and columns of smoke. The sun shall be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the great and awesome day of the Lord comes. And it shall come to pass that everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem there shall be those who escape, as the Lord has said, and among the survivors shall be those whom the Lord calls.'" An appropriate portion of Scripture for the Sunday following Thanksgiving, a reminder to us to give thanks for God's blessing, a reminder to us to repent of our sin and turn to Him who alone is able to forgive and restore and bless.